episode 65 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi, everybody.
And Gabe Philbin. I almost
Hello.
Said your name. Hey, we're looking a little different today. We are on video. Sort about of. That.
It's sort crazy.
Of. Yeah.
We're almost on video.
Yeah. It's as video as it gets, Gabe. For now. So what's going on, guys? What's happening?
I'm just
nothing.
Too mesmerized by the images of you and Gabe flashing back and forth on my screen.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Technology.
Power.
America.
Yeah. We discovered Google Plus and ran with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. After streaming it over the weekend.
Should we use like the sound effects to transition through?
Not yet.
No.
It has to be. Nah,
I don't know what sound effects. Well, you know, this is crazy talk. All right.
Don't get ahead of yourself, Gabe. There's still plenty of editing for you to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
it doesn't solve all your problems.
Oh, you know what's great? Now I can't even look at timestamps.
Well, maybe you should like start a timer when we start recording.
Okay.
Should have thought about this before we started recording.
Well, I thought we were going to still do Audacity files, so you know.
Oops!
Stopwatch, go.
That being said, LucasArts was bought by Disney for $4.05
billion. $1 billion. And then I didn't finish. And they confirmed that episodes 7 through 9 are now being made, and episode 7 is slated for release in 2015.
Did they confirm through 9?
Yeah, I only heard just 7.
I only heard 7.
Well, no, they said like the what was it? Like George Lucas, the original plan was to have 9 episodes, and they said they're going to fulfill that original plan.
The original plan was to have 9 episodes, except when George Lucas said 6, and then when he said 3. He says a lot of things.
He says a lot of things. And then he also writes a lot of really shitty things.
Really bad things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was his original vision.
Yeah. His original vision was to have a really annoying pseudo-Jamaican talking lizard man that just annoys.
He's a cartoon rabbit, please.
Is that what he is?
He is. Yeah.
What'd you think he was? I mean, he is the funniest character they've ever had.
Yeah, Jar Jar is the key to all this. If they can make Jar Jar work. Because he's the funniest character they've ever had.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
This brought up all sorts of questions, like what these movies are going to be about. And people want them to be about like the books that take place right after episode 6 happens. But I mean,
do people want
six,
that,
like,
or did I say that, and then you are now saying
no.
lumping it all together?
People have said that.
Okay.
People have said that. Ryan.
By that I mean Ryan.
By that I mean Ryan said
Ryan
it.
Ryan has mentioned that.
I just
talked about it with Dylan. Dylan was all over these fucking books. Everyone's like, these books are so good. I'm like, but Star Wars kind of sucks now, so like, I don't really care.
Well, that's why it would
Star
be
Wars has been
reason,
bad since 1984.
That's why there's all the more reason to bring it back with good stories like these.
Oh yeah.
Like the fact that you don't care. The fact that you. The fact that you don't care doesn't make it like not a worthy endeavor because you don't care about it in general.
I'm not saying it's not like a worthy thing. I am pulling a Devin Sneathen and I am expecting the worst, and then that way I can't be disappointed.
I see like the perfect time for a sad trombone.
Stop. Everybody's like, what? Disney bought Star Wars.
This is the worst thing that's ever happened to us.
God, you people are going to hate us
so much.
But what I thought was weird about this, don't you think LucasArts was worth more than $4.05 billion? Like, that's a shit ton, but...
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know.
But there's so much to LucasArts. There's like Skywalker Audio or some shit. Like the
ILM.
Yeah.
Well, if to put it in perspective, like you say there's so much to LucasArts. They bought Lucasfilms and it just happened to include it included as a subsidiary LucasArts. So LucasArts probably isn't even the biggest thing.
I thought LucasArts was the like header thing, like the umbrella of it all.
No, they bought Lucasfilms.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Included that. So like,
I'll just go fuck myself.
There's plenty of stuff in both, but I don't know. Like, that's a big number.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of money. Like that's a crazy high number. But I mean, Star Wars, I feel like, has made so much more than that as a whole. Because this is like everything. Everything Star Wars is now Disney. Everything Indiana Jones is now Disney.
Yep.
So.
Ooh. Well.
Yep.
I mean,
Disney's been doing well with the Marvel stuff, so I'm not too worried.
Yeah, I think so long as George Lucas doesn't write, because I think
for the new movie, it's said that he's not writing or directing it, but he is a creative consultant.
Right.
Remember the last thing he was a creative consultant for? Indiana Jones 4.
I think that.
Let it be known this is not me doing it. And it is not Ryan either. I'll leave it at that.
God damn.
You were saying?
I can't even remember now. I think everyone except George Lucas knows how bad of a job George Lucas did with those movies, and I think it can't get worse. Well, also, like, now that he's a creative consultant, but he also doesn't own the company anymore, so this now someone can go, "Hey, George, shut up." So. Yeah,
And people brought up something that, this is another topic people have been bringing up is the games, like Star Wars 1313. They're like, what's gonna happen with that? It's like, I don't think there's gonna be a whole change in management really over all these other.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, stay the course.
Yeah, because I mean, Marvel didn't really change after Disney bought it. It's just another way for Disney to make money.
Right.
Except for the Ultimate Spider-Man Spectacular Spider-Man got canceled. Sad face. It was so good. I know.
And then everyone's like, shut up, George!
No, Ryan, for pure brilliance, you could have said, I was like, the Spectacular Spider-Man got canceled, and that sucked.
Watch us rewrite our jokes right here live.
You guys want to know
what
every
if
listener
the publishes
is like...
the sound effects aren't with it.
That would be beautiful.
You guys want to hear what our listeners are like right now?
Yeah, that's about right. Oh, they're gonna hate us so much. They're like, what is this? I hate you so much. I remember when we discussed this, we were like, we have to just use it sparingly.
Yeah.
How's that worked out?
Yep. Remember, listeners, at any time you can go to gameovernation.com and donate. That was pathetic.
With the cash register?
Well, yeah.
It sounds like a bike bell. Like a shitty one.
Ching, ching.
Ching. False advertising Google effects.
We're going to talk about new releases this week and kind of just dive into each one. And the biggest one being Assassin's Creed 3 just came out. And the reviews have been good to, like, kind of okay. And my favorite review was the joystick one. I thought they did a great job. The last sentence was something I shared with Javi. It was like, Assassin's Creed 3 is just good enough to make you play it, but it's like but it like makes you want you. It makes you wish it was better. So like that just made me think of how I feel about Arkham City. It's like, yeah, I don't really want to go through that again. So I can wait on Assassin's Creed 3. I think there was that really cool multiplayer mode, the 4-player co-op that I want to try, but that's about it.
Right.
They did make the faces not look like Play-Doh, though. So, bravo, Ubisoft. On that
Yay.
One.
Yeah, only after they kill Kristen Bell do they do that.
Yeah.
Well, they killed Kristen Bell because they didn't want to pay her anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think I'll be getting it real soon. Like, okay. Like, I still have Revelations that I haven't played. I played, like, a couple rounds of multiplayer. But I bought, this is like, I have this habit. I know I've told you guys before where like I'll buy a game right when it comes out and then I'll end up not playing it until it's reduced in price.
Well, Ryan, like, some of us with not a lot of money,
I'm
like
not
to play the things
talking.
We buy.
I'm not done talking yet, Gabe. Can I finish? God.
I couldn't think of a sound effect to play there. So, okay.
Good enough. I'll buy a game. Think, well, I mean to play it right when I get it, and then I'll get distracted with other stuff, and then I'll play it like a month later, and then it's already like $35 or whatever.
Mm.
Well, with Assassin's Creed Revelations, it came out, and then like a week or two later was Thanksgiving. And Black Friday, and so it was $35, like, real fast, just for that day. So I bought it for $35. I was like, yeah, like, I bought this game, and, you know, I didn't pay full price, and I'll definitely play it before it's $35. It's almost been a year.
Well, you're not nearly as bad as Surge, who has piles of games that are still fucking wrapped.
Wow. Yeah, no, I'm not that bad. But I... Like, I wanted to play that game. It just kind of got lost in the shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, anytime, like, I hear Assassin's Creed 3 news, I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I forget about it again.
I don't know. I'm not a big Assassin's Creed guy anyway, so...
I really like this. Like, I've said, I like the... I don't like the gameplay as much as I like the story, so...
That's crazy to me.
Yeah. I really like the story that they've got going.
That story is so unnecessarily convoluted. Just like,
but it's really.
Wait, did Ryan
not.
Just say he likes the story in Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, but it's not that convoluted. It's, I mean, it's more that they haven't, like, they haven't revealed everything yet. Like, it's still ongoing. Like, you don't know everything
Ryan,
about a movie should, halfway through. Like,
you should check out Assassin's Creed in 7 minutes. That thing IGN posted, and. I don't know, man. I watched that and I was like, what? This is dumb. This is, like, ridiculous. This is Kojima levels of
it's
yeah,
nonsense.
It is
the
ridiculous.
The whole science fiction aspect of it, I like, that doesn't add anything to it. I don't want that.
I disagree.
Okay.
I think that is actually the biggest, most intriguing part of it. Like, that is the part that I want to know more about.
Mm.
I want to know more about it. Like, Ezio and all that, like, those are just, like, little pieces of the bigger sci-fi story. Like, that's all... Like, I don't really care about those guys' lives more than what they show. I want to know how they tie into the bigger picture. And that's what we're kind of waiting on.
Waiting on for, what, 5 years
well,
now.
It also makes a lot of money, Gabe.
It'll get around. Just
Ryan
you guys
wants
wait.
To know what this creed is all about.
Yeah. But I feel like Assassin's Creed is the game people want to like. Like, they really want it to be good. So even if they don't like it, they still really like it. At least that's what all of my friends in high school who played it sounded like.
I don't know. Like, I admitted, like, I've said several times that I didn't like the first games, but it was just because of the way it controlled and whatnot. Like, I always liked the story. Like, that was the part that kept me buying them.
Well, like, the way those games control, the whole, like, free running of it, like, I don't feel like I have control over it. Like, it's not manageable. It's so loose and just crazy.
Exactly.
Unlike, like, Infamous or Uncharted, which has, like, similar-ish parkour elements, and it's like you say like exactly where to go, and you like are hinted at where you're going. Like when you with Uncharted, you like point in a direction, and then Drake will like either reach up that way, or you'll see his head move or something, and you know like that's where he's gonna jump. With Assassin's Creed, you kind of like just hold up, and he kind of goes up, and then sometimes goes sideways, and
he leans on that. Like that's, I don't know. I don't want to get into a how Uncharted controls debate, because that game is balls, but when it comes to some of the controls.
Shut up. No, how much Space Marines did you play? That's stiff as a board.
It's a different kind of game, though. I don't know. There's just something that's like oddly loose and then also shooters. Stiff about Uncharted. It's just, I don't know. I hate the way it shoots. It's like, it's a bad shooter. No, it's a real bad shooter. Yeah, it is. It's a real bad shooter. But
a bad shooter? You're fucking crazy.
No, it's you have to write
in a game of mail, Game Over Nation. If Ryan's fucking crazy,
it's Ryan Cray.
Uncharted is the only game I'm comfortable like shooting with on the PlayStation 3. Like Killzone,
like bad shooters. Then
Killzone, I don't know. Something about that's weird to me. I hate Resistance.
I'm not saying that those are better.
I'm just saying like it's weird because Uncharted is the one I feel most comfortable with. Mm-hmm. Like that's the one I know. And like, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, well, like Resistance feels like very like I don't, like you're just a arrow pointing at something. Like it's I don't know. There's no weight to it or.
And then Killzone kind of feels like you're, whenever you turn, you're stuck in molasses.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. When you have that really huge disparity between up and down and left and right, like that's always kind of weird in games.
Yeah. But then there's the mother of all.
Well, you're when you're in a dope-ass mech, man, that's lightning sweet. Lightning sweet.
Lightning
sweet. Welcome to the vocabulary portion of the game.
We're not lightning allowed to sweet. Use that sound effect anymore. We're not allowed. Oh god, you both played it. Oh shit. Next up. The racing game Need for Speed Most Wanted came out, and everything I've seen about it is that it's like the spiritual successor to Burnout. Some things say it's just like Burnout Paradise, and some say like it's better. And then some things I've read also say like it's kind of like Burnout 0.5, like it's almost there, but
some
not.
Some people are like, quite. What the fuck? They're still making Need for Speed? I guess they are.
There was a Need for Speed like 3 months.
I know.
It's a go.
It's so crazy that they're still making these things. Like they.
What asshole would be like? Are they still making Need for Speed?
Yeah. We had a big talk about this with Devin a couple days ago about the difference between Need for Speed and Burnout, and I could never get into Burnout, and I said I think that's because I got Burnout Paradise on PSN, and it came with everything, so everything was thrown in my face at once. I had no idea what the fuck was going on.
Yeah. I'd like the Burnout games. I never bought Paradise, but like, I think it was Burnout, maybe it was the original Burnout. Well, it was on the GameCube, whichever one that was. Was that 1 and 2 that came out in that time frame?
I have no idea. But the only Burnout game I know about is Paradise, and then
I remember playing those in college, man, and that was like, it was so different and new, like the way that those games were, like just the crazy with all the power up, you know, passing cars and getting power ups and the boost and all that, and just how fast it felt all the time. Those games were like, we had so much fun with that back in college, but I don't know, like I've kind of lost interest in racing games altogether in a lot of ways. So
yeah, I mean, every now and then I'll hop into Hot Pursuit, but I hate like real life like the simulation racing games. I want like arcadey stuff. I want just craziness. So like Burnout and the newer Need for Speed games are up my alley. The racing game I hold near and dear to my heart is Underground 2. Need for Speed Underground 2. That game was just... oh, God, it was awesome. All the car customization, which has for some reason been thrown out of every fucking game recently. It's stupid.
I liked Underground 1 more. Because it had Little John.
Yeah!
You turn on the game, it's all... dum, dum, dum.
But on Underground 2 had SUV races. And, well, more importantly, it had the giant overworld, which was really cool. That's what was fun about that game.
Mm.
Yeah. Underground 2, my sister and I played the fuck out of that. It was so much fun. But then,
so what you said so far is that Assassin's Creed, nah. Need for Speed,
eh. What we said so far is Assassin's Creed, eh. Need for Speed, let's talk about all the other games that are Need for Speed.
Let's talk about every other
game. We haven't really said anything about this one too much. Has anyone bought it? Or any of you guys going to buy it?
No. I mean, I just spent money. I just got Halo 4, so...
Right, yeah, I just don't think I'll have time to play it. It seems like it would be cool, especially like if... we got people to buy it and play it together, but, like, Halo 4, dog!
Yeah, come play Halo 4 with us.
Coming right sure. around the corner.
Pretty sure we'll have more fun with that.
Yeah, I'll be playing the shit out of that, so... You know what's funny, like, just to talk about Halo 4...
Why don't they just make a game called Need for...
Did we just lose Javi?
He cut out... He said Need for Creed. He said Need for Creed, so.
And then... And is that, like, their best hits? I don't...
I hate everything.
it's basically Rock Band Creed Edition. Is that what it is?
We don't want to party. Come on, do it someday.
But, okay, so... what was I talking about? Yeah, Halo. Like, what's cool is, like, we can go back and, like, pop in Reach, you know, and play that multiplayer, and it's still so much fun, even now.
I love Halo.
Yeah, it's like, I'm really excited about this. And, like, not just the multiplayer content. Like, I'm super curious where they're going to go with the story since they technically, quote-unquote,
I'm excited because, like, it's not Bungie anymore, so it's, like, completely new people.
Yeah.
And, like, they can kind of do whatever they want. I'm excited.
Like a little bit of a new vision and a new engine and all that, so.
I mean, it's weird because I wasn't excited about Halo 4 until I pre-ordered it, like, a couple hours ago.
Right.
It's like, I haven't seen anything on it since E3. I haven't really bothered looking, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that comes out next week, though, on Election Day.
Which is why we're not talking about Need for Speed.
So, go vote, and then go play Halo 4.
Yeah.
And come pray.
Yeah.
And we can keep this trend of me going, meh, because Okami HD is out, and that's a game I've played for a couple hours, and I was like, eh.
Isn't that a game that, like, Javi and Dylan have bought, like, 14 times together?
Dylan's bought it. Mind? Like, Jesus. I think he's at 4 or 5. So, Javi, how many times have you bought Okami?
Once.
Oh, okay, so it's Dylan that's bought it a crazy amount of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And I'll never do it again.
Did you not like it?
Nah.
It looks so nice, but it's not a whole lot of fun.
Yep.
Awesome.
So there's third game on the list that's And then last stuff I guess we can briefly touch on this is a Medal of Honor Warfighter came out last week, but it's just been getting like just absolutely ravaged by reviews. It has like a 50 on Metacritic and
ooh,
it kind of and it's kind of showing how EA is kind of like trying to hide the same marketing technique that the Activision does by just having two different franchises, except one of them is incredibly inferior to the other.
Right.
Yeah, well, so I don't really get what they're trying to do with it. Like,
Well, yeah, I don't know why it exists. Like, I don't know why it's even a thing. They've got Battlefield.
Yeah.
Battlefield does well enough. Like, people are pretty into it. And it's a good game. Like, it's very well done. And then you've got Call of Duty. Like, there's really not any room for, like...
Another like franchise.
Another franchise. And then when you make it mediocre, like, of course it's going to be real bad. Like...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're trying to do the Call of Duty yearly release, but, you know, two different franchises.
Yeah, it's not going to work. When they both have to be good is kind of the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like at least with the Call of Duty thing, like, for them it was always, like, the Treyarch thing was the quote-unquote bad one.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still Call of Duty, so it sold. This is a whole franchise that now has that stigma, yeah. Not just a studio that few people even... Like, the masses don't even know that Treyarch is making the second game. It's only people like us who pay any attention that knew that that was Treyarch and knew that they had the worst reputation. People just saw Call of Duty and were like, yeah, okay. I'm on board. I'm doing it. This is a whole other franchise, and that whole franchise has a bad name. Like,
yeah, because it was 7 years without a Medal of Honor game? Because yeah. The last one was, like, fucking Airborne or some shit.
If this was, like, bad Battlefield, then it might actually be doing better than Medal of Honor.
In other words, if it were bad Battlefield...
Yeah. You telegraphed the shit out of that one.
You are now off the show.
You have been gone.
Bad
Battlefield. No, we got it.
We got it. Yeah.
I need to keep saying it.
I got it before you even said it, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Thank you.
To keep people happy, though, it kind of works because like a lot of people don't see it as the yearly franchise or like the yearly edition of the game. Like they still criticize Call of Duty for doing it, but they still love Battlefield. Well,
there's only a few people that criticize Call of Duty for doing it, and that's critics. The masses are like, yes, and you can tell because they keep paying. Each one keeps outselling the one prior.
Yeah.
So, like, there's really not many people that are complaining, like, for serious. Like, each new Call of Duty makes more than the last, so...
Do you think Black Ops 2 will continue that trend?
It's a fucking noise.
I do think it will.
I honestly hope it doesn't, start the downfall.
Right. Because it looks like a really good game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Black Ops 2, it looks like what it's doing for the Call of Duty franchise is how I hope Halo 4 ends up.
Well, the thing is, a lot, Black Ops, the first Black Ops was considered, critically, kind of... an okay game, but it still outsold the previous Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Did you see that Modern Warfare 4 was accidentally revealed by the voice actor for Captain Price today?
No.
Yeah. He's like, oh yeah, I have an interview or I have a meeting with Infinity Ward on Monday. We're going to talk Modern Warfare 4. It's like, oh.
I would have thought they would change the name of the franchise.
Yeah,
we weren't announcing that yet.
Well, because I mean, there is a thing with Modern Warfare 3 that its its sales at a certain point weren't as strong as Black Ops' sales, something like that. So it slowed down a little bit. Like the increase had slowed down.
It's also kind of funny how these release dates are never really apparently never discussed with the people who were involved with things. It's like when I was at PAX, when Penny Arcade announced who they were working on the reality show with, and now the name escapes me. It was some site that does a lot of videos and whatnot. And he's just just casually talking about it. He's like, yeah, oh yeah, we're actually working with them on the what's it called? Do you remember the name of their reality show, Javi?
What?
The Penny Arcade reality show.
Oh, Strip Search?
Yeah. He's like, oh yeah, we're actually working with them on Strip Search and blah, blah, blah. And then one of the guys who worked there stood up in the crowd and was like, Jerry, we weren't going to announce that yet. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm drunk. I don't know what I'm saying. It's just like, did these people not get together and discuss these things when they're collaborating on these things? I don't know. Seems weird. It's you always, pick a voice
it's
actor
always
in a
voice
franchise.
Actor. That, it's always a voice actor.
Or a resume. Resumes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's all them new releases.
Whoa!
Go figure.
Yeah. Now it's time for some listeners' mails.
All right. Listener meals. All right. Oh, so delicious. While this mail client loads up, let's talk about that weather.
Oh, yeah. Everyone on the East Coast, how you guys holding up? You guys all right out there?
If anyone's out in New York, you guys got it the worst, so.
Where?
New York and New Jersey.
Yeah.
Random questions from Prototype. My goodness.
Oh, the random questions from Prototype. Those are so great. Oh, wait, let's take this time to thank the people that watched our stream, or at least parts of it. We had our little own Extra Life stream that
Heidi, little Wines, stream that
Prototype,
could.
Justin, a couple other people watched. I'd like to thank you guys for it. Prototype, all your random questions were greatly appreciated and a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And playing Uncharted with Justin Heidenweiss was something we should do again soon.
It was something that can only be described as fun.
Yay. Good job.
All right, Prototype asks us, what is your favorite kind of cake?
Ooh.
I like plain old chocolate with nothing on it. That's pretty good.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake. Is that really cake? I guess it is.
Yeah. I like German chocolate.
Does key lime pie count? Key lime pie cheesecake.
Key lime pie does not
key
count.
Key lime pie
it's called pie.
Key lime cake.
No, it's a key lime pie cheesecake.
Oh. No, man. I am... Man, fucking German chocolate cake, so good.
See, chocolate, there needs to be something special about it now for me, because, I mean, I've seen a fair amount of cakes in my day, and, I don't know, chocolate, it's run its course.
Uh-uh.
Don't
get me wrong. I love cheesecake. It's pretty much the bomb, but man, German chocolate cake is, yeah. I could put cheesecake above other cakes.
What was our favorite console controller?
I get chastised for this a lot, but I really like the GameCube controller.
GameCube, motherfucker.
There's so many problems with it, but I just love it.
Me too.
Just good love stuff. It.
Good things. Alright, Ryan IM'd me. Let's see what he has to say. Go on without me. Okay.
Yeah, fuck you, Ryan. Like my stepdad, Ron. Fuck
what are our five things that are missing from PlayStation Vita? Ooh.
Five things missing from it?
Onboard memory.
Yeah, that.
Games.
The games are coming. The games are coming.
Okay, well, they're missing.
They're on their way. They're not missing. They're just slow. I'd say more like online multiplayer services, like more of those, I guess, games, like with games that have like solid online, because that's something that Nintendo can absolutely not compete with. So
yep,
what was that, we're at three now.
That's all.
That's miss. I want to get, you can get two more.
Jack and Daxter. FPS.
They can bring so many franchises to that have just been like gone for so long. Like Jack and Daxter, Spy's coming to it, which I'm excited for.
God of War, I guess.
Ratchet and Clank's coming to it, which hasn't been gone for a while.
Well, it kind of has, because we've just had a terrible All for One.
Yeah. Man. Well, I'm excited for... What the fuck, what's it called? Yeah, I'm really excited for it. Quest for Booty, yeah.
What?
Not Quest for Booty. Fuck. Full Frontal Assault. It's like Quest for Booty. Full Frontal Assault.
Sure it is.
It's they keep calling it that, and then in Europe it's called Q Force. So fucking.
Really?
Yeah. It fucks with my mind.
Oh, yeah. I'll do it.
Yeah.
All right. First time ever in the podcast, I will share with you my answers to these questions. Please read these after you have answered them. Prototype's favorite type of cake. This is world exclusive. Cheesecake.
Ah, what up, dude?
Chocolate cheesecake, to be specific. Oh,
okay, well, that's all right.
Favorite action figure as a kid? The Spider-Man classic Black Spider-Man. All right.
Classic and original.
Favorite city? Chicago.
Chicago.
Favorite controller? GameCube.
What up? This kid's a god, ladies and gentlemen. He's a god.
Vita's missing the ability to watch live streams. You know, if anybody's watching our live stream, I bet it's freaking Prototype. bigger memory cards, HTML5 support, pre-order and preloading on the PlayStation Store. And most importantly, a goddamn Spider-Man game. Oh my goodness. Oh,
that'd be great. Let it be known that Prototype has been absolutely amazing these last few weeks.
This is true.
Prototype's awesome.
That's true, I guess.
You listeners that don't write in so often should aspire to be like Prototype, Heidenweiss, and Jushin.
Someday, that could be you.
Yeah.
All right, Gabe, why don't we take a look at Twitter? I don't have it handy, do you?
Yeah, I do. All right, got it. Excellent. Gigawatt Conduit asked, biggest fuck-up in the games industry this year?
The summer releases, everything after Mass Effect 3. There's nothing.
Yeah, there was no game. Dry spell we were in for a long, long time.
Yeah.
The Wii U. The Wii U. That's all I'm
saying. Wii U.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe that Nintendo's new console is coming out in like the next couple weeks. And
it's coming out in 2.5 weeks.
Think about that. They really had to go out of their way to make me not want their new console.
Like, now, I want it, but there's no reason for me to get it.
Yeah.
There's nothing on that.
Now they fucked up.
And it's like, you think about it, the last Zelda game came out last year, 2011. At the end of 2011. So it's going to be another 2-3 years before we see another Zelda. Unless they somehow get it out faster than that.
Yep. I don't even care too much about another Zelda. I mean, that's always like a special treat that I don't ever anticipate, really. Mario's...
Yeah, the 2D Mario's, like, stop it.
I know they sell extremely well, so there's no reason to stop it. But stop it.
Like, 2D platformers can be done well. Like, bless you. Like Rayman. Like, Rayman, you manage your speed in different ways. There's so many different elements in that game. But with 2D Mario's, it's so formulaic and, like, uninspired at this point that, they can't really expand upon anymore without making it a different franchise.
I don't know about that, but I just don't care. I don't like 2D Mario.
Yeah, okay.
That being said, they sell really well. There's no reason for them to not make them. Yeah. But what was I gonna say? We were talking last week about how like all the killer apps for the Wii U have been delayed.
Yeah, Pikmin didn't get that. Rayman got delayed. Oh yeah.
It's not a launch title. Delayed. Yeah.
I
don't know. That Nintendo says it's to prevent repeating the 3DS's mistakes and not having new releases throughout the year. So what I get from that is that these games are finished. Nintendo's just like, well, let's just hold on to these guys so people don't.
Well, it's not like
realize.
The 3DS had an abundance of games at launch.
Right.
The 3DS was not worth owning and is arguably not even worth owning now. Like, it wasn't worth owning for, like, a year and a half, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because when they revealed it, they said so many games are going to be at launch. Like, Kid Icarus was going to be a launch game.
Yeah.
Snake Eater was going to be a launch game. All those things were said to be launch window titles.
Yeah, they said they were on the way.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
So, yeah, it's unfortunate. Okay, next up. Next up, Hayden Weiss wrote in to say, is Fuck Gabe a question? Because fuck Gabe. MGS2 is the best game ever made. End of discussion. Discuss.
Discuss.
I don't know if I've said this on the podcast. I like to imagine Hayden Weiss as the Metal Gear Love That Goku.
Hmm.
If you guys aren't familiar with Love That Goku, he is the Twitter account who loves Goku.
Goku.
And today he actually tweeted how he's going to prison so he can train to become a warrior. And the last tweet was, his name is Christian, and the tweet was from his friend Dale, who said, "This is Dale. Christian just drove his grandmother's car into a police station to get arrested. Six police officers are now dead." So, yeah. The Hayden Weiss, I've actually been thinking about giving Metal Gear Solid 2 another try. Thinking about it.
Yeah. Did you finish Snake's part? Did you finish the tanker part? Okay.
That wasn't that great either. But
you're just spoiled at this point.
Spoiled by what?
By modern gaming. Simple as that.
Well, it's like I still like Metal Gear Solid. I love Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, but if you played that like when that was new, and then and then MGS2 came around, like that's such a leap forward in every way. It's just like, oh my god! Like just that game technically was jaw dropping.
Well, nowadays, Avatar not so much. Technically is jaw dropping, but I fucking hate that movie. Just because something's technically jaw dropping doesn't mean my jaw will drop. Not gonna make myself like a game because I think it looks pretty. But yeah, whatevs. Justin has two tweets for us. One we kind of talked about earlier. He asked if we were excited or scared for Star Wars franchise. Or if Star Wars franchise, I've kind of given up on that thing. It's been fucking terrible. I am looking forward to seeing Dexter Jetster in Episode 7. You know, the owner of that 60s diner. And Gloomu Uptu. those great characters. These are classics. Not made up names. These are not made up names.
Oomp to Dexter Jetster.
God.
Like, yeah.
God, I just get mad when I think about Star Wars now.
I don't care. I guess that has to do with it. Like, I wasn't raised on it at all. I literally didn't see. I think Episode 1 was the very first Star Wars I ever saw. And I saw it, like, in junior high. Like, maybe 3 years after it came out. So.
I saw, like, episodes 4, 5, and 6 before, like, when I was too young to really, like, appreciate 4 and 5. And and then I saw 1. And, I mean, even as a kid, I knew, like, what the fuck is that? Then episode 2 came out, and.
I really love episode 4. I like episode 5 a lot too, but I don't know. Like, I think that the franchise, the universe has a lot of potential. So more power to
the franchise. I'm not scared of the franchise dying. Like, the franchise is not going away ever. that thing is just going to be here. But I've given up on the franchise really, because Jedi's are ruined. I mean, everything in that universe that involves the Force is ruined. Maybe I'll stop being so pessimistic about everything, but I don't think so. I mean, it's kind of excited for Star Wars 1313 because it has, like, seemingly nothing to do with Jedi. They're going to be in there, but, I mean, hopefully something good will come from Star Wars.
Yeah, have David Fincher do it.
Actually, I don't think they've said who's directing it.
Oh, they have not, because that would be a huge deal.
Yeah.
I don't even think they have a script. They're like, hey, this is going to come out at this point. Yeah. Let's get started.
Yeah. All we know is that George Lucas is a creative consultant.
Yeah, whatever. All right, what else we got?
Justin also asked, will you guys be doing Movember this November? So no shave
nope.
November. I wouldn't like to.
Happening. It'd be so gross.
Oh my god. Javi and I cut together, maybe our facial hair would make a full beard?
Maybe.
Maybe. That's on a good day.
Well, like, I have full neck beard, so like...
Okay, I could take that from you.
You'd just see a happy face with a, sticking out of, like, a bush of black hair.
See, like, but then I have, like...
Or a sad face, really.
I have, like, the chin. I have the chin, and then I'm missing the cheeks. Ah. I have the jawline, but just not the cheeks.
Not the cheek line.
Yeah, not the cheek line. Right. So I could never do lamb chops in my life. Oh, ew. My god. Like, I have a class with this kid. And I'm pretty sure he's brothers with someone else in the class. Like, they look
Wolverine?
They look alike. And like identical. Except one of them has this weird, like, pedophile mustache, and the other one has these giant ass lamb chops.
Gross.
Oh my god. It's like
facial
hair.
They sound identical.
Yeah, well, they look the same except for the facial hair, you dick.
Mm.
Yeah, so, no. I mean, I tried it last year, actually, and then about 6 days in, I was like, this is horrible. Like, this is
I look disgusting.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't doing me any favors.
It's not doing anyone any favors.
Oh, no, not at all. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And last up, we have Prototype again, who says, bonus question, what was your favorite Halloween costume? Let's see, favorite Halloween costume. The crew at SourceFed, if you guys are familiar with them, they're a YouTube news channel that's under the umbrella of DeFranco Inc.
And
they all dressed up today. Lee Newton was Marty McFly, which was really good. What else was there? Joe Beretta was George Michael. And the guy from Troll. He changed.
Oh, nice.
Elliot Morgan was Lindsay Lohan. Who was Steve? I think Steve was Benjamin Franklin.
Hmm.
Yeah, but they did some good stuff. Beesball actually was just posting pictures of his son as Baby Bane, which was pretty good.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool pictures.
Yeah.
there are a lot of pictures out there and a lot of costumes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I pulled off Suit Drake exceptionally on our left.
I'm actually wearing my Nathan Drake costume right now.
Yeah, you're going out after this, aren't you?
Yeah.
Nope. And that is all the questions we have on Twitter.
Cool. All right. Well, that's gonna do it for episode 65 of Game Over Nation.
Wait, sorry. I don't think it is. I think we left someone. We left someone waiting.
Did we?
Housekeeping.
What?
No, it's fucking Lori.
Oh.
What do you think it is?
Hello. I guess it's time to clean up around here.
Yeah, oh my god, my room is a fucking mess.
My goodness.
I need to get on this. I'm sorry.
We need some housekeeping. All right, guys. Looks like it's time to tune out. If you want to write in for next week, our email is mail@gameovernation.com. Make sure to follow us on Twitter. My Twitter is Javi G0N. Gabe is RabbitWomb@9.
Yes. Right now it's Rabid Wombacula, but that will change at midnight. So yeah, Rabid Wombat 9.
Ryan can be found at Airstrike Rhino. Dylan is Dr. Raw Dog Einstein. Just Dr. Raw.
Yeah. You'll find there aren't many doctors of raw dogging out there.
Yep.
So
alright, thank you everybody for listening. Make sure to check out GameOverNation.com. Until next week, this is Javi with Gabe.
Pop, pop.
Pop, pop. We're out.